Justin Cooper, look, you got a sixth on paper. Yeah. But heat race win, podium was right there. You're riding really well, and shit happens. So it's still a positive night? Or is it still a positive night?
Yeah, I felt like I needed to be a little bit more aggressive, okay. like I was in the heat in the beginning. I felt like my speed, I know my speed was all good all day, right. and I feel like I had everyone covered there, but kind of just was patient and followed those guys for, you know, till halfway, and stuff started to move around a little bit. Kenny made some mistakes. I got into third.
It was awesome to watch, by the way. It was really cool to watch you four guys go at it.
Yeah, it was cool for me. Just, like, I didn't really care what place I was in. It was just fun to be in that battle. So once I got into third, I think I was in third for only, like, a couple laps. And, yeah, that was made a little bit of a mistake. I was trying to ride the edge on that rhythm, and, yeah, the bike went a little bit left. So got off balance, and grazed a tough block. It put me down. And, yeah. Then I rode down the straightaway and pulled the tire off and almost tank slapped to another crash. So definitely, yeah, took the wind out of my sails, but it was definitely a good 16 minutes. And yeah. I feel like I could I know some mistakes happened at the end, and, you know, Webb was able to get the win. So I was right behind him at the time. So it would have been interesting to just see what I could have done.
Yeah. Is there any sort of hesitancy to battle Coop because title and all that and buddy of yours and all that? Like, is there any? We were talking about that in the press box. We're like, I wonder if he's just like a little like, because it's Coop and it's a title.
Yeah, a little bit, but at the same time, I was going to try to pass him.
Sure.
I got a race for myself, too. I need podiums as well, and there's not that many spots up there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like I had a good ride going. I was in the podium position, but wanted to make that – see if I could stay consistent, which is exactly what I didn't do, and capitalize on any mistakes those two were going to make in those last few laps. It would have been interesting, but – got a little off balance. Probably should have started to go in the middle of that rhythm just for that reason. The tough blocks take you down pretty quick. And I was getting pretty gnarly. So, I definitely started to struggle there at the end, but should have taken an advantage now looking back at the beginning for my speed.
When you watch the race back, you'll see, like, I noticed Sexton and Coop made some drastic changes to their lines from the start of the race to lap 10 because of the track and the way it gets beat up. Were you doing that also? And was that a line that caught you, that one on the left in that long rhythm where you were like, should have changed earlier? Or like, how do you figure out where the fuck to go halfway through this thing?
Yeah, it's definitely tough. I mean, there's not really a right answer there. Okay. I felt like I was searching. I was definitely searching on every part of the track. I feel like everyone was, and yeah, man, it's just unfortunate. I feel like I at least could have got third, and that's big for me. Podiums are huge for me, so bummer way to end the night, but looking at the day, it's had the speed all day. And
doesn't feel like a six, right? Like,
nah, it definitely doesn't. feels like almost like a win. Yeah, I mean, it would have been a good night if I got third, but I'm just at this point in the season, I'm just looking for podiums.
Sure.
But I feel like tonight it would have been fun to see if I could have capitalized on anything.
Yeah, that was awesome race. Thanks, man.
Yep.